السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You'll get the final grade إن شاء الله. If you submit your last homework, you submit your last homework, you get your final grade.
Wait, we don't have a final exam?
Will be take home final. So, we're going to inshallah review today some of the stuff that we learned. Okay.
Wait, question. Mm-hmm. On the final, can we use our notes and like any resources that we have?
Yeah, it's take home final.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then you email it to
him. So here we go. We have the sentences. We have two kinds of sentences. Sentences, and we have two kinds of sentences. We have
noun,
that's right, and verb. How can you tell the difference between the noun and verb?
The meaning of like the word.
Yeah, the noun starts with the noun, and the verb starts with the verb. So,
yeah.
The noun sentence starts with noun.
Farhan,
right? Right, Farhan? And the verb sentence starts
verb
with
sentence.
What?
Because
it would be 8 pi Farhan. I mean, 8 Farhan pi.
The verb sentence starts with verb. And the verb sentence?
No!
And the verb sentence? It starts with verb. Okay.
I don't know what it is. So you might as well stay.
Now, what are the essential components? What are the essential components of the noun sentences?
Nouns.
No idea.
Nouns. You need nouns.
Yeah, it starts with a noun. Okay. But what are the essentials? The first, I'll give the first one. The first one is mubtada.
Khabar,
mashallah. So, sentences means jumal. So, sentences mean what?
Jumal.
Jumal. Come on.
Jumal.
Jumal.
You read this.
I don't
read it. You read from right to left?
Back into there.
Oh, man.
I actually can't read one way.
Can stand up? Stand up.
Stay.
Keep standing. Okay, take your notes like that. So, sentences means what?
Sentences what
means? Yeah, in Arabic.
Jumal.
And then the noun sentence is jumla ismiya.
Yeah.
So this is
and
what
then, verb sentence is jumla fa'liya.
Jumla fa'liya. Yes, that's right. Masha'Allah. Jumla Jumla ismiya, and this is jumla fi'liya. So what is the noun sentence, Farhan, Saeed? Okay, jumla ismiya, and the verb sentence is jumla fa'liya. Okay, now the noun sentence, the components of the noun sentence is mubtada. It's what?
Mubtada and khabar.
Yes, in English is?
The subject and predicate.
That's right. MashaAllah. Subject and predicate. Good. Now, the verb sentence. Sit down.
Over here?
Yeah, sit down. The verb sentence is composed of three components. Three components. What is the first one?
Verb.
Verb, mashallah.
And then the second and the third one.
Go ahead.
Subject and object.
Mashallah.
Object.
So, fi'l.
Fa'il.
Fa'il.
Maf'ul.
Maf'ul.
Maf'ul. Oh, yes.
They say maf'ul bihi. So.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, the same thing, but they say maf'ul bihi. So the maf'ul bi is object, right? And what is the fa'il?
Subject.
Subject.
Yes.
The verb.
Yes, that's right. Good?
Yes.
All
yes.
Right. Okay, now the fi'l, how many kinds of verbs we have?
Three.
Three,
that's right. What are they?
Past, present, and future.
And that's it?
No.
Past,
passive voice, and command.
Yeah, there we go.
Past. No, that's the jumla fi'liya. There are two kinds. So the verb, we have past, present, and what?
Future.
Did I ask you to sit down? Command. Right?
Yes.
Are you writing this? Now, the jumla fi'liya, command, past is madi, and what is present is hadir,
mudari,
that's right. And what is future?
Mustaqbil.
Mustaqbil. Assalamualaikum. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
This is a token for ice cream.
Yes!
If
anyone doesn't want theirs, I'll take it. Or me.
Is this the three of you in the class today?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, there's one fourth person, but...
She didn't come today.
Yeah.
She's not coming?
She's not coming.
She's
okay.
Not.
You can have two. Khalali. I mean, Amali. Amali, I'm saying.
Brother Ali.
Brother Ali. Ah, Ali. No, I didn't break it. I did.
Yeah.
Really? I did? Really? Okay.
All right.
Somebody's getting two ice creams.
I'm not.
Okay.
All right. JazakAllah. Wa alaikum salam. Command is... What is the command?
Amr.
MashaAllah.
The thickness won't be the same.
Okay. Now, the verb sentence also have two kinds. It has passive voice
and active voice.
And active voice. Okay. So, how to put it this way? So we put it this way.
Yeah.
Active voice. This one is active. Voice. And then we have passive voice. This is starts with a verb. Yeah. Got it? So the passive voice has two components. The first one is the first one is what?
فعل,
which is a verb. Now it doesn't have فعل because the فعل is passive. So then it has subject, object, which is مفعول. And this object is called, usually this object is called, this is called,
in Arabic
is called نائب فاعل. نائب فاعل means substitute for the verb. So, verb substitute. Verb substitute. Okay, now, so let's here review it quickly. Sentence is noun and verb. Sentence is noun and verb. Sentence is noun or verb. Noun starts with a noun. Noun starts with a noun. Verb starts with a verb. Verb starts with a verb. The noun sentence has subject and predicate. Subject and predicate. مبتدا and خبر. مبتدا وخبر. مبتدا وخبر. And the verb sentence, it is either active voice or passive voice. Active voice or passive voice. The active voice مبني للمعلوم. Passive voice مبني للمجهول. Okay, so now let's review this again. Sentences. The sentence is
noun and verb.
Noun and verb. Noun sentence is جملة اسمية. جملة اسمية. Verb sentence is جملة فعلية. جملة فعلية. Noun sentence is made of مبتدا subject. خبر predicate. مبتدا subject. خبر predicate. الجملة الفعلية has two kinds. What are they? مبتدأ, I'm sorry, verb, starts with a verb. Verb, then subject, verb is فعل. Subject is فاعل. Subject is فاعل. Object is مفعول به. Object is مفعول به. All right. And then the passive voice. The passive voice. It has فعل. Verb. فعل. Verb. And it has object. مفعول به substitutes for the فعل. So subject. Substitute. It's not verb substitute. It's subject substitute. So it has subject substitute. Subject what?
Substitute.
It substitutes for the subject. Then why is that? Because the subject is?
Not there.
Not there. Why isn't it there? Because it is passive voice.
Oh, yeah.
Passive voice means the subject is
not there.
Not there. Perfect, mashallah. All right. Now, let's talk about the إعراب of everyone. مبتدأ is مرفوع منصوب مجرور مجزوم. مبتدأ is going to be مرفوع. مبتدأ is
مرفوع.
So what is مبتدأ? مبتدأ is مرفوع.
I need to check my cheat sheet.
That's right.
I need to check my
text. مبتدأ is مرفوع. Alright, how about the خبر?
خبر is
مرفوع. ما شاء الله. All right. How about the ماضي, the verb, the past? The past verb. No. It's مبني على الفتحة. So مبني على الفتحة means it's always فتحة. Never changes.
Constant.
All right. Present مضارع, which is the مضارع, is what? مضارع verb, present verb is?
Is
مرفوع. مرفوع, mashallah.
Yes. And also future.
And future, yeah, exactly. Just like the present.
And then command is سكون.
Yes, مبني على السكون. Means that it's always
سكون.
Huh? What's going on? What's going on? مبني على السكون. مبني على الوات?
سكون.
Good job. Now, in the passive voice, the verb is the same, like this verb, like whatever verb, whatever here we have here. Now, but the object, or actually let's stay in the active voice for a little bit. What is the فاعل? مرفوع منصوب مجرور مجزوم. What's the فاعل?
Undefined.
No, the إعراب. إعراب of the فاعل. Subject.
The
مرفوع. مرفوع, ما شاء الله.
That was me. Yeah, okay.
And What is the object?
Mansub,
mashallah. Then what is the subject substitute? Why do we need to substitute the subject in the passive voice?
Because the subject isn't there.
Exactly, because I'm hiding the subject. It's like, shh, I don't know who did it, so there was no subject. What substitutes for the subject? The object. And we call it subject substitute, or na'if fa'il. And it is, because it is na'if fa'il, then the fa'il is marfu', then the substitute is also what? Huh? Huh? The substitute is always what?
Marfu'.
Perfect! So now, this is what we have been working with all year long.
So are we all passing?
No, no.
No, we have to do the final test.
Now we would like to say, how do you do marfu', mansub, you know? What's the sign of marfu'? What is the sign of mansub? What is the sign of majroor? What's the sign of majzoom?
First murder.
It
will
need to be
more. Alright. Now, let's see how do you do marfu' for different nouns.
Different nouns?
Yep.
Like regular?
So, what are the type of nouns we have?
He stole my pen.
Ah.
I did not.
Singular nouns.
We have exactly, yes. We have singular nouns. So here we go. So nouns.
Single, double, plural. Right?
Yep. Single. Nouns are. Single, huh?
Double, plural.
Single, double, plural. Okay. So, the single has male or
female.
Female. How about the double?
No.
Huh? Male or
female.
Female. And the plural?
Male.
Male.
M M M F.
The plural?
Yeah, there
we go. We have regular.
Regular male.
Oh.
Regular and irregular. And both of them have male, female, and here have male and female. You got it?
Yes.
All right. So nouns, which are called asma. So what do you call nouns?
Asma.
Asma. You call it asma. So the nouns, you call it what?
Asma.
Asma.
I know a person named asma. She's a noun.
So single is, what do you call single in Arabic?
Single.
Mufrad.
I'm single.
Single is?
Mufrad.
So what is single?
Mufrad.
Mufrad. مفرد. And what is the double?
مثنى.
ما شاء الله. مثنى. And what is the plural?
مثني.
مثنى. What is the plural?
قديس.
No, the what do you call it in Arabic?
جمع.
That's right.
Sure.
What is male in Arabic? No, no.
من مذكر.
And
female is
مؤنث.
Right?
And female is
مؤنث. Good job. You'll get the prize.
Alright. Okay, now let's do the إعراب. Or the سين مرفوع منصوب. So, the مفرد. The مفرد is always مرفوع بالضمة. So, these two. These two together are مفعول بالضمة. Are what? مفعول بالضمة. I'm sorry. مرفوع بالضمة. Okay. مرفوع.
Yeah.
What?
بالضمة.
ضمة. Okay. How about منصوب?
منصوب.
How about منصوب?
It's for love.
Huh?
Huh?
منصوب with what?
فتحة.
فتحة. ما شاء الله. And مجرور with what? Kasra.
Yes.
You got it? Marfu' is?
Dhamma.
Mansub is?
Fatha.
Majroor is?
Kasra.
Do we have majzoom?
No.
No.
Good job. Okay. How about the muthanna? Both male and female. Marfu' with what? مرفوع with what? Huh? What is the sign of being مرفوع?
It's mine.
In the مثنى. What is the sign of being مرفوع in the مثنى? What's the sign of being مرفوع in the مثنى? مرفوع in مثنى. What's the sign?
دم.
No, no, no.
ألف.
That's right.
Close enough.
How about the منصوب? And مجرور.
ألف or فتحة.
No, the for مثنى.
منصوب or مجرور with what?
فتحة.
No.
بالضمة.
No.
Yeah.
بالياء. That's right. بالياء. That's right. Okay. Now the plural, we have irregular, which is called taksir. Irregular is what?
Taksir.
Or jam'a taksir. جمع تكسير. And the regular is?
Regular is
is called جمع سالم. Yes, jam'a salim means it is, well, there's no room for it, so I'll put it here. Jam'a salim. Jam'a salim. Now, the jam'a taksir, male or female, are the same. So, mansub is? So, marfu' with what, Nabil? Marfu' Dhamma. Mansub? And majroor? All right. Now, how about the regular male or female? The regular male is marfu' with waw, right?
Yes.
Marfu' with waw. Mansub is mansub and majroor. Nabil.
Yeah,
mashallah. Very good. Okay. How about the female? Standard female. Jam'a mu'annas salim. Standard female. It has marfu' is Dhamma. Marfu' is Dhamma. This is good cheating sheet. Marfu' is Dhamma. And majroor, mansoob wa majroor. With what? Fatha. You got it? This is a complete tree for the nouns.
That's big.
Yeah, that's a complete tree. I mean, you just...
Right now, it is 9:56. 4 minutes.
All right.
So we're done.
Right now is what?
9:56.
Yeah.
So we're done in 4 minutes.
All right.
Okay. Now we're going to play Pictionary. In Arabic.
Can my rubber thing back?
Okay. So now, we need to review...
Up that trash can. Shame on you.
Okay, we need to review now the verbs. The verbs.
Verbs are cool.
How to make them from male to female.
Oh, you add your tab.
At the beginning or at the end?
Well, it depends. What?
So, let's start with the mufrad. Okay, start with the mufrad. Now, the mufrad, we have mudakkar and mu'annath. Mudakkar and mu'annath for the mufrad. the verb is mufrad. Or so that's fi'l mufrad. So how do we convert from fi'l mufrad into mudhakkar? So if you have fa'ala, which is a verb, okay? So you have fa'ala. What is fa'ala? Like daraba, akala, nama, jara.
Verb root.
Yes, the root. So the past is fa'ala. Now, how about the male, the female version? If we want to make it female, then we make it what? Huh? We add the ta, so it becomes fa'alat. That's right. Fa'alat. Got it? Now, how about the present? The present. The present. What would be the present?
Yaf'al.
Yaf'al, masha'Allah. Yaf'al. How do you get the female from yaf'al?
You switch the to a ta.
So, yes, that's right. So it becomes taf'al. You got it? So we have yaf'al and
taf'al.
How about the future?
So yaf'al. You just said
it's a taf'al.
That's right. سيفعل and then the female is so what's the female
ستفعل
okay how about the command The command. So the command is from. Command is what?
If'al.
If'al. So, if'al. How about the female version? The female version becomes what?
If'al.
If'ali. The female becomes what?
If'ali.
If'ali. All right, let's take example here. So, akala. Akala. All right, so what is the female of akala?
Akala.
Akalat. That's right. What is the present of akala?
Ya'kul.
Ya'kul. And what is the female version of Ya'kul?
Ta'kul.
Ta'kul. That's right. And what is the future of Akala?
Say'akul.
And what is the future female? Sata'kul. Right? Mm-hmm. And then what's the command of Akala? I'kul. For now, I'kul. Now, because it is Arab don't like it, so they just take it away and say, kul. Yeah, but I won't judge you to this. I just, if you put I'kul, I'm just going to be fine. Yes. All right. Now, Now let's do the plural or the double from fa'ala. What is the double and what's the plural? The double is akala, which is fa'ala. And the exactly fa'alu. So fa'ala and fa'alu. All right. How about in the female? In the female becomes what? Fa'alata. And I'm sorry. Fa'ala here. Oh, the female is fa'alata and fa'alna. Fa'alna. So what is it?
Yeah.
Huh? Fa'alna. Now, in the present. In the present. What is the double version of yaf'al?
Yaf'ala,
that's right.
And then
yaf'alu. And then yaf'alu.
No, wait, no. Aren't the changes made like in the present tense, aren't they made to the front of the word,
Brother Ali? Yaf'ala, yaf'alu. For, okay. And then for female, it is? For female, it is? Okay. Taf'alu, taf'ala.
Taf'ali.
Taf'ala. And what else? Taf'alu.
Can we use the website on the final?
Taf'ala, yeah. Taf'alna.
It's an open note. That's note.
Can I use my grandpa on the final? My grandpa, he knows everything.
I just want to let you know that it's Google Translator
gives
you weird stuff sometimes. Many times, actually, gives you weird stuff. So, you can use it for help, like, but don't count on it. Just like, let's not just like copy stuff from Microsoft Google Translator, and then consider this to be work done. All right, we're done here, and you're going to receive the final take-home final by mail.
By mail?
Yes.
By mail, as in like mail to our house?
In your mailbox.
No, email, by email.
Oh, okay.
Do I have the homework for everybody, or just by email? Do you have? Where's your homework?
I'll share at home.
How about your homework?
Soon.
Okay, so you need
I'm
to.
Email-